2,400 years ago, in 1527, England sent out the first recorded expedition in search of the North Pole.
Finding the North Pole is hard enough. The harsh terrain, sub-zero temperatures, oh, and the fact that the pole isn't even located on land. You're on the sound beat. Frederick Cook claimed to reach the North Pole in 1908, which would make him the first man to do so. And while some believed him, not enough did. You're listening to a 1910 recording of Robert F. Peary. History books credit him with the pole's discovery in 1909.
In the discovery of the North Pole is written the final chapter of the last of the great geographical stories of the Western Hemisphere. Here is the cap and climax, the finish, the closing of the book.
So, why the uncertainty? The entire North Polar region is sea, covered by floating ice, which, when you factor in wind and ocean currents, makes a permanent marking impossible. While the honor currently belongs to Peary, experts are divided as to whether he, Cook, or neither reached the pole. That's right, some believe both expeditions were off base. Find out more about the expedition at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive at Syracuse University. I'm Brett Barry.
From imaginary roads, we journey in search of elusive vistas. Sometimes we venture in the wrong direction, toward the wrong destination. Join us as we head for parts known and unknown on WDWD, Off the Map Radio.
Good, hello. It's time to hit the tarmac with Jugular Jones. Let's hitch a ride from the 39th parallel out across the blue highways and into the patchwork quilt that makes up America. On the roads of life, we sometimes go in the wrong direction, but perhaps those destinations lead us to places we never would have imagined. Happy travels.
Started rolling down that lost our way. Lost our way.
Woke up this morning with a dime in my shoe. Feeling fine now, how about you? Nothing's better than a rainy day. Nothing to do, nothing to say. On the way back home again. On the way. I'm traveling on the northern line. been alive. Rain in the darkened sky and the starry night. I'm humming on a cold train. I'm singing about the wreck of the old 97. I'm feeling no pain. Don't care if I ever
Imaginary Stations, it's WDWD Off the Map Radio. Wrong direction, wrong destination.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high end canvas covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac, with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texas, County, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Tennessee, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake, Crater Lake, the Beach Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Ombabaka, Shepherdville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Costa Rica, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, see what I mean? I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Larimore, Atmore, Havistall, Chattanooga, Chaston, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere.
Woo! to talk to. If a man ever needed dying, he did. No one had the right to say what he said about you. And it's so cold and lonely here without you. Out there the laws are coming. It hurts to see the man that I've become, and to know I'll never see the morning sunshine on the land. I'll never see your smiling face or touch your hand. If just once more I could see you, our home and our little baby. Hang on, love, to the memories of those happy years. Red lights are flashing around me.
You're wandering off the beaten path with WDWD, Off the Map Radio, from Imaginary Stations.
Stay. has no end. Swept along the open road that don't seem to begin. Come with me, lovely babe, I may be back again. Meantime, I'll keep sailing down my highway in the wind. Evenings just begin, the days and follows with denying. To love you and to be with you, to tell you it's all right. Love me while you have me, babe.
Listening to something different for your airwaves. Imaginary Stations.
Thank you. Thank you.
As Wichita falls, so falls Wichita Falls. It's wrong direction, wrong destination, WDWD, you're going off the map with imaginary stations. If you'd like to learn more about how to support us to continue broadcasting on shortwave, please email us at imaginarystations@gmail.com. That's imaginarystations@gmail.com.
Dance. bird note. Juan Pablo Collazo is a nature recordist based in Colombia. Here he describes how he uses a parabolic microphone to record a singing bird. Juan Pablo is blind, so he uses his hearing to pinpoint a small bird in dense vegetation.
I walk in without my headphones. I try to locate the sound with my ears. When I located that, I ask for my guide. The first question is really 100% dense, or there is a way to pass this row of trees to get closer to the source of the sound? And then they said, yeah, you can walk 3 steps to the right and you can go inside and get a different perspective. And then I put my headphones. When you use a parabola, you need to focus the sound. When the sound is focused, the volume of the sound really increases in the headphones, and you can get really sure that that sound is really 100% focused and you can record that. In some situations, you need to target the parabola to the branch instead of the bird, because the sound is bouncing on that branch and is focused better than if you are going to target the bird.
Here's some of Juan Pablo's recordings on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein.